Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you again for all that are on the line and communicating this vital information to our community. As I said yesterday, this is a tremendously important week for the community as we work our way through this situation. And it's a tremendously important weekend as we work our way through this situation. These are definitely not normal times. I want to, again, thank everybody out there that's on the front lines dealing with this. We know the paramedics, the doctors, we know the nurses, all of the firemen and the police that are out there all the time. I do want to extend a special thank you, the note of gratitude to those, including the cleaning staff. Every single day they come in and they clean and they ensure that the next day that we walk into a pristine environment. So thanks to everybody involved in this, and we'll get on with the Porcupine Health Unit right now.
So Chantel or Leanne, if you're out there, please go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Chantel Rieta, Chief Servicing Officer at the Porcupine Health Unit. So today, as of April 7th, we have 483 tests that were submitted to our labs. 31 of them are positive, 366 are negative, 86 have pending results. We now are able to report that 8 cases have been resolved, and we have two deaths related to COVID. There has been one positive case since yesterday in the last 24 hours. It is a woman in the Timmins area who is in her 40s. She is a contact of a known positive case and was tested on Friday, April 3rd. She currently is in self-isolation and following all the necessary precautions. You can see our website for further details. I'd like to note that yesterday we included a table with all 31 cases listed with current information on the table. There is evidence of coronavirus or COVID-19 circulating in our area. Again, we do need the help of everyone in our community to slow down the spread of COVID by making an effort to keep those physical distances between each other. Everyone must take the precautions, even those who have not traveled. Our line is open today. Our info COVID line is open from 8:30 to 7:30, Monday to Friday, and we are open on weekends from 11 to 3. We will be advertising our weekend hours. The health unit office is closed on Good Friday and Easter Monday, but we will have some availability for our info COVID line. So please stay tuned. We will report back on that as soon as those hours have been confirmed. As Dr. Patton may have mentioned yesterday, we have assessment centers in Timmins, Tapas Basin, Iroquois Falls, and Cochrane. We are working with other community partners in other communities to develop these assessment centers. Currently, there is testing available in each of our communities. So even though there's not an assessment center that is open in the community, testing is accessible. Again, the long weekend is coming. People may be tempted to visit with others or to travel outside the community. We are urging the public to please stay home. Please do not visit with others in person. Please connect socially by virtual means such as Facebook or Skyping or Zoom or telephone. And please to avoid travel to other communities, especially to communities that have high number of COVID cases. By limiting our movement in the community and outside the community, we are helping to reduce the risk of the spread. The other thing that I would like to mention is it has been beautiful. We've had amazing weather in the last few weeks. People want to go outside. They want to enjoy the sunshine and the melting snow. But again, if you are going to go outside, please don't go outside if you are in self-isolation and have symptoms. You must not leave your property if you have traveled outside of Canada and must self-isolate for 14 days. If you are not feeling well, please do not leave your property. If you are not, if you are in contact, your close contact of a person with COVID, again, please do not go outside your off your property. And if you are choosing to go outside for a walk or a jog or a bike, please do so alone or with members of your household. Do not do these activities with others who do not live within your household. Again, we do need everyone's help. Only go out of your home if absolutely necessary to pick up groceries, prescriptions, or go to medical appointments. Please respect the one person per household rule when running these essential errands. Self-isolation when you're sick is also very important. And the physical distancing continues to be a very important preventative measure in spreading and stopping or minimizing the spread of COVID. So please maintain at all times 6 feet or 2 meters between you and others when you are out and about in the community to run your essential errands or if you are taking a walk or biking. Please keep physically distant, but socially close. Wash your hands often. Stay home, stay well, and we're all in this together.
Thank you, Cal. I'll turn it to the media if there's any specific questions as it relates to the health unit that Chantel can respond to. So I'll open the floor.
Chief, it's Bob at Moose FM. I'm not sure if Chantel is prepared to answer this, but we want to get the Porcupine Health Unit position on wearing masks, especially homemade cotton-type masks, whether it's worthwhile and what your position is on it.
Well, there has been a lot of attention to masks and the use of those by individuals in our community. Using a non-medical mask, such as a homemade cloth mask, alone won't prevent the spread of COVID-19, but if it's an extra step to take that, that may help people feel better. But we do caution that the use of masks, there are some concerns about the use of homemade masks. The use of masks is not to protect yourself, it's actually to protect others, the virus to others. The mask is made of material that may not meet the standards of Health Canada, so may not offer the best protection. It could lead to a sense of false security. You know, people who are wearing the mask think that they're protecting themselves, but as I said, a mask alone is not enough to reduce the spread of COVID. It is very, very important that people continue to wash their hands and practice physical or social distancing. It is important not to touch your face or adjust the mask without washing your hands prior to adjusting the mask. And you cannot be sharing the mask with other people. At this time, we are urging people not to wear medical masks. We are experiencing a shortage of personal protective equipment. So if people are choosing to wear a mask, we are asking them not to wear a medical mask unless they have been directed by their healthcare provider or by public health for very specific reasons. So again, as COVID evolves and things move forward, our recommendations do change often. So prior to this, we were saying that they weren't necessary. Now we're saying if an individual wants to wear a mask, they can if it makes them feel better. But again, it's not to protect themselves from COVID, it's to protect others. And they still need to follow those preventative measures to minimize the spread of COVID. So I'm hoping that it doesn't give a false sense of security to individuals who are wearing them or the individuals who are around them. Hope that answers your question.
Yes, thank you, Chantel.
Any other questions for the health unit? Hearing none, then I'll go to Timmins and District Hospital, Kaylee, for an update. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I almost said good morning. Good afternoon, everyone. So through the Timmins and District Hospital pandemic plan, work to build hospital capacity continues 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As I've said previously, this work is not solely reliant on the number of positive cases in our area, but is done through collaborative consultation with local, regional, and provincial health authorities. The Timmins and District Hospital pandemic plan was implemented the moment cases of novel coronavirus began to be known, and this plan is continuously updated based on the accurate information to meet the ever-changing needs of COVID-19 pandemic. The hospital remains focused on ensuring that any individual requiring medical care still receives the best care possible. The pandemic planning process is a fluid and ever-changing process and will continue to build capacity in the hospital to meet the needs of our community. We want to again thank the community for respecting the visitor restrictions that are currently in place at the hospital. Again, we realize that these restrictions are not easy, but they have been put in place to save lives. Following the Ministry of Health guidelines, these visitation restrictions are vital to ensuring the safety of all of our patients and staff in the hospital. As a reminder, free phone and TV service are available in all patient rooms, and staff are available with iPads to Skype or FaceTime and help connect patients with their loved ones. The Timmins and District Hospital continues to respond to inquiries from the community. If you have any questions, please contact our general information line at 705-267-2131, or you can email us at generalinquiries@tadh.com. Our contact information can also be found online at our website at tadh.com/contact-us. We encourage members of the public looking for additional accurate information to visit the websites of the Porcupine Health Unit and the Ministry of Health. Links to these sites can also be found on our website. Stay safe, stay home unless it's absolutely essential, and please wash your hands often. Thank you.
Thank you, Kaylee. If we could go to an update from the Timmins Academic Family Health Team. Jennifer, I believe, is on the line.
Yes, thanks, Tom. So from a primary care perspective, and as time goes on, we would expect that eventually our patients will need the assistance of their primary care team with health issues that they are dealing with on a daily basis. The Timmins Academic Family Health Team continues to be open for all non-urgent medical care with your doctor or nurse practitioner. If you need an appointment, please contact the office and you will be provided with a scheduled telephone appointment and or an appointment to see your doctor or nurse practitioner at one of the clinical sites or at the after-hours clinic. In addition, the following services continue to be available by telephone appointment with a referral from your doctor or nurse practitioner. This would include urgent procedures through the minor surgery clinic, mental health counseling through a social worker, nutrition counseling for patients managing diabetes and other chronic disease through a dietitian, exercise prescription through a health promoter kinesiologist for patients needing to maintain good health and or have been assessed through the musculoskeletal clinic, childhood immunizations, well baby assessment, and other health management services through a primary care nurse, and developmental assessment through our child psychologist. In addition, geriatric assessment, including urgent memory assessment, also continues through the geriatric clinic, but on a very urgent basis. While most appointments and assessments are presently done virtually, either by video conference or teleconference, we would like to assure patients that they can continue to expect the same high quality of care that they experience always, but delivered in a mode that better protects the patient and our healthcare workers. In addition to that, we would like to thank Dr. Catton and Chantel and the health unit team with whom we continue to work with closely, as well as Timmins and District Hospital, the City of Timmins, and all health and social service providers. Collaboration continues to be exemplary across our healthcare system, which helps health service providers to do the best job possible to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jennifer. And if I could go quickly to Brian Marks at the DSAB for an update.
Yeah, hi, there's no update from the Cochrane DSAB today, but I am available to answer questions.
There was one question, Brian, related to the funding that was announced by the federal government and really came in was did the municipality receive any funding? So maybe that's something you could answer.
Sure. So the federal funding is under the Reaching Home program. Timmins was designated a community under the Reaching Home program after the federal announcement that additional emergency funds would be available through the Reaching Home program. The proponent for that proposal was Living Space. We have received confirmation that we have a certain amount of time to establish a community resource group to be able to make decisions, but that does not apply to the first year in the allocation. So Living Space, along with the DSAB, will be looking at ways that we can best use the first year of allocation to mitigate COVID-19. And we will also still be inquiring as to whether or not the designation as a Reaching Home community will allow us to access additional emergency funding through the federal announcement.
Thanks, Brian. I'm going to turn it over now to Police Chief John Goldstreet for a few comments. John?
Thanks, Chief Logan. So in an attempt to simplify the process for the public, the Timmins Police Service will conduct the enforcement of provincial emergency orders as it relates specifically to gatherings of five people or more. So I'm requesting that all people who have those types of complaints to call our regular police number at 705-264-1201 to refrain from using 911. 911 are specific to emergency calls, and we want to keep it that way. The only other thing is perhaps that I need to touch on is we will prioritize those calls for service in our queue. And the higher the emergency, then we'll respond to those calls for service first, but we will answer your calls.
Thank you, Chief Goche. I'll now turn it over to Bylaw and our City Clerk, Steph Palmateer.
Thank you, Chief Logren. Just following up on the announcement on the weekend, that city enforcement staff would be helping to increase compliance at local essential businesses that remain open. Yesterday, Enforcement Services delivered 63 notices to essential businesses providing services to the public. To date, we've responded to 25 complaints related to COVID issues, ranging from people not self-isolating to businesses remaining open who should be closed. To date, we have not issued any fines or charges. We're also offering our assistance to businesses who need it with help complying with the provincial mandated COVID orders, so that, you know, the 6 feet social distancing and things like that. So if any businesses need assistance, please reach out to the city. We will be happy to send an officer to help with that. We are sending officers daily to the various businesses. They will be just doing spot checks and going in and out and helping with educating not only the businesses but the members of the public who are in attendance. Building on the mayor's message from yesterday, we understand that Easter weekend is coming. We're trying to ensure that we don't have long lineups at local stores and vendors. So we appreciate everyone's patience in getting through this. One other thing, reminder we'd like to issue is that although we would like to limit the essential service shopping to one person or one designated person per family unit, businesses and the community understands that there are situations where we have single parents or working families where parents have to bring their children and toddlers and things like that with them. So the one person designation is not a hard and fast rule. We accept there are exceptions to that. And we just hope that everyone else can stay safe and try to comply as best they can.
Thank you, Steph. So now I will open again the lines for the media to ask any questions to any of the presenters.
Yeah, this is Jean-Louis from Radio-Canada. I just had a question for Brian Marks. You mentioned the Reaching Home federal funding. Could you specify how much did funding get announced for Living Space? And I know you're still evaluating what this is going to be used for, but do you have any more details that way?
Sure. The allocation for 2020 to 2021 is $287,000.
Okay, and I know for because there was a similar announcement in Sudbury yesterday, and they decided to use that money for to relocate the shelter to a hotel so that homeless people can social distance and practice social distancing in separate rooms because it's hard to do in a shelter setting. I was wondering if there was any talk of doing something similar in intimate.
Yeah, all the strategies are on the table. So right now there are 25 patrons who have been relocated to Northern College. We have yet to finalize a lease with Northern College, so we're not quite sure what the costs of that might be. But certainly there are costs that have already been incurred from our time housing the homeless population at the Bon Air Motel, in addition to the requirement for transportation costs to and from Northern College, food supplies for Northern College, in addition to what was taking place at the Bon Air. So, I mean, these costs just continue to be incurred as we maintain the top priority of limiting the spread of COVID-19.
Okay, thank you very much.
Any other questions from any media? Hearing none, then I'll ask Mayor Fury for some closing remarks.
Good afternoon. Maybe a lot of you are aware of this out there, but I want to highlight the fact that we've got great community partners, one of them, of course, being Lakeshore Gold Mines, and who have just announced the fact that they're donating $50,000 for meal and food programs to the Cochrane District Social Service Administration Board, as well as the Timmins and South Parkvine Food Banks for their hard work. Lakeshore Gold has also donated $10,000 to the Timmins and District Hospital Foundation to help with logistics for COVID-19 and is committed to supplying 2,595 masks. It's with partners like that, we know that we'll get through this. This was approved quickly, as noted by the Director of Environmental and Sustainability, Marcel Cardinal, quickly by the head office in Vancouver. Partners like this are phenomenal to have in the community. We're continually asked on our conversations, how do we get this message across? How do we get this message across the community that this is very, very serious? These are indeed unusual times. They've affected everybody to the other. From my personal point of view, we know that there's families that have lost loved ones to COVID-19. There's families that have lost loved ones, and this is disrupted the normal course of events where you have a chance to celebrate lives. An uncle of mine, an uncle of our families, died early Monday morning in Ohio. And 95 years old, he happened to be, obviously him and my aunt, Canadian citizens. The two oldest are Canadian citizens, and they had two more down in Ohio. Moved down there to on his mother's side of the family to farm. Our first trip down there, I was a little boy, 6 years old in 1959, so the families have remained incredibly close. But obviously this weekend has disrupted the normal pattern where families would gather and get together and travel down there and celebrate that life. We just simply can't do it right now. COVID-19 has been phenomenally disruptive. On the other side, I've got, we have a seven-year-old granddaughter who's decided to write a little story about COVID-19. I'd like to read it. Once upon a time, there was a virus called COVID-19. It is a very bad virus, COVID-19 is keeping friends and family away from each other, but you can still go for a walk and write your family. COVID-19 made everything shut down now. No one can go anywhere. She concludes with, we are healthy and safe from COVID-19, the end. So this weekend, Easter weekend, will be a real tough weekend for a lot of families. They're not going to be able to get together. So I'd like to close with this, and it's a commentary that was said virtually every sportscast by one of my favorite sportscasters of all time, ex-Mayor Michael J.J. Doody. And he used to say, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. So that should be Timmins' mantra. We can do this. When the going get tough, the tough get going. That's our mantra. Have a good day.
So with that, we'll end today's press conference. We will be back tomorrow at noon, as well as going right through the weekend, Good Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Again, thanks very much.
Need a professional website? I created one for our startup using Wix. Let me show you how I did it. First, go to Wix.com. Our startup is constantly evolving, and we need a website that can do the same. We use Wix Video to showcase product demos so users can learn all about our app.
Breaking news this Monday, Britain's Prime Minister is